From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The candidates are set for Afghanistan's presidential runoff. President Hamid Karzai's chief political rival has agreed to run and says he'll be ready. Abdullah Abdullah says he telephoned Karzai to thank him for agreeing to a second round. Karzai made the decision yesterday after a United Nations-backed panel found there had been massive fraud on his behalf. President Obama is welcoming the decision.
We have seen the candidates expressing a willingness to abide by constitutional law, and there is a path forward in order to complete this election process.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the runoff is a positive development that will help give the Obama administration some clarity as it decides on a war strategy. However, Gates said it will not solve the problem of government corruption in Afghanistan. He spoke today at a joint news conference with his Japanese counterpart, and as he left Japan, deep divisions remain between Tokyo and Washington over a deal to reorganize the U.S. military presence in Japan. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
It's time to move on, said Defense Secretary Robert Gates in Japan. He's calling on Japan's new government to quickly press ahead with a plan to reorganize U.S. forces in Japan that had been agreed on 3 years ago. Gates said the deal was not perfect, but was the best alternative for everyone. But Japan's new government, led by the Democratic Party, has suggested it is not satisfied with the agreement. Defense Secretary Toshimi Kitazawa said there are a number of extremely difficult hurdles which must be overcome. Gates threatened that the relocation of 8,000 U.S. troops to Guam could be jeopardized if other parts of the agreement did not go ahead. Gates' visit is paving the way for President Obama's planned trip to Tokyo next month. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
More than 400,000 people nationwide ran out of unemployment benefits last month while Senate lawmakers sit on a bill that would extend jobless benefits. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Lawmakers differ on how to pay for the bill. Democrats want to extend the unemployment surtax to cover the cost, while some Republicans want to use unspent stimulus money. But there are also proposed GOP amendments on issues such as the Acorn Organizing Group that New Hampshire Senator Jean Shaheen argues will further delay the bill.
They have a right to debate amendments. They have a right to debate Acorn or any other issue they want to raise. But not today, not on this bill, and not when 7,000 people a day are getting their safety net pulled out from under them and their families.
The House passed an extension bill last month. The Senate version provides 14 weeks of additional unemployment benefits in all states, with another 6 weeks on top of that for states with a jobless rate of at least 8.5%. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
You're listening to NPR News. A new government watchdog report says the $700 billion financial industry bailout helped rescue the economy, but also sparked public anger and distrust. The Special Inspector General for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, Neil Barofsky, says the saving the nation's financial sector came at a great cost to taxpayers, to the integrity of the financial system, and to the public's perception of the federal government. He says the public's views are fueled by the lack of transparency in the program, and he's urging the Treasury Department to disclose more detailed information on how banks have used the taxpayer funds they've received. Barofsky's conclusions are in a quarterly report scheduled for release today. Congress has passed a Homeland Security funding bill and for the first time dropped an effort to build more border fencing. NPR's Ted Robbins has more.
South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint had included a provision in the bill to require 700 miles of double-layer fencing along the border with Mexico. There's currently some of that fencing near cities, along with single-layer fencing and vehicle barriers for about 700 miles. Every appropriation bill since 2006, which included fencing, had passed Congress, but DeMint's provision was dropped. DeMint complained, but critics of the double fencing say other forms of enforcement, such as manpower and technology, are more cost-effective. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Some top Senate Democrats are expected to announce today plans to try to strip the health insurance industry of its exemption from federal antitrust laws. The move would mean greater federal regulation of the industry as the Senate moves toward merging two health care overhaul bills into one for floor debate. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.